I'm DJ City, and you're listening to Crack in the Vault, episode number 3, presented by TJX and Tokyo Tower, WAWL. What we do is we're trying to replay back all the episodes from Crack in the Vault that we've done so far, so you, the listening public, can get an idea of the shows that we were putting out at the time when you don't hear our podcast and what we do in the background. And we want it to be weekly, so we're trying our best here to keep it on a weekly basis. Sometimes we fall behind, sometimes there's errors. We've been having issues with our podcast server. It's been kind of hectic, so we're trying to make sure everything works out okay. So we apologize for the lateness of our shows. We're working on it. I want to get these out about every Monday, but it's becoming a problem because our host keeps on crashing. It's a long story short. But getting back to what you're listening to, because you guys want to hear the show, so this episode of Crack in the Vault, we looked at Glay on their album Pure Soul. This album has a lot of history with Gladiator, as you will hear in this episode. And I would say it's probably one of my favorite Glay CDs that ever came out from Glay. There's just so many good songs on the CD that I personally really do enjoy. And I think you'll get a kick out of hearing all this. Now remember, at the end of the show, we cannot play the music because of copyright restrictions. So what we do is we have a link on YouTube. You can watch the video via YouTube. Yes, it's not our video, but we found it on YouTube, so we're letting you see it. If you have any questions or comments, please post them on the website or even go to our Facebook page, our G+ page, and start posting comments. We'd like to hear from you guys. Also, I posted up something recently about the top 5 worst places to visit in Japan. And number 5 was Tokyo. And I'd like to hear what you guys think about that. Because honestly, I don't think Tokyo should be on that list. Because everybody says, if you're going to go to Japan, see Tokyo. Because Tokyo is this light metropolis. It's actually pretty interesting to see it at nighttime than it is during the daytime. But just wandering around all the prefectures in Tokyo is beautiful. I've done it already. I wouldn't say spend your whole vacation in Tokyo, but see a fair bit of it. Anyways, here's the episode from WAWL and Crack in the Vault from us here at TJX. Hi, I'm DJ City.
And this is DJ Gladiator.
And we're back again. Thank you, Zippy, for allowing us to still be on the show.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, after trapping him in a closet and feeding him a raw steak, he's still allowing us to come out and record a few minutes.
And isn't he a good guy for that?
He is. He's a very good guy.
Yes.
So, you said you cracked open the vault again and you found another gem, Gladiator.
Oh, yes. And that gem was from one of the biggest names in music in the late 90s, Glay.
Glay?
Yes.
Wow. Is that kind of like clay?
Sort of like clay, but it's more like gray.
Ah.
With a purposeful misspelling.
I see.
And they bared it all with their 4th studio album, Pure Soul, which is what we're talking about out of the vault.
Didn't that hit number 1 in Oricon, right?
Yes.
And I believe it sold, 2.4? Over 2.4 million copies. And I believe it was also certified 3 million by the Japanese recording industry, right?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. Then that was released July 29th, 1998.
Yes.
I guess that brings back a lot of memories for you.
Oh, yes. The videos for the 2 singles from the album are just weird and wacko, and if you have the chance, try to YouTube them and check them out. The singles, of course, are Yuwaku and Soul Love.
How can you not like those 2 songs? Yuwaku is just one of those hard, fast rock sounds.
Oh, yes.
And it's just like, whenever I hear Yuwaku, I just think, yeah, that is Glay.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not recognize that?
I know.
Oh.
And there were so many other great songs on Pure Soul.
Well, okay. Why don't you give us the list of the whole album, since you probably have it right in front of you?
Why, I do indeed. Yes.
Wow.
So it opened up with You May Dream, which is just a great rock song. The second track is
Bitty Bitty Crashman.
Yeah, Bitty Bitty Crashman. And it's interesting because the lyrics were done by Jiro.
Really? Jiro did the song?
Yeah. Now, Jiro, if you guys have ever seen the group, especially from back when they were more of their
Visual K
days, Jiro always had a weird, wacky hairdo. Usually
was he the
spikes
one that always
or,
had the spikes in different colors, like the colors of a rainbow?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Mayfair is another huge Glay fan favorite.
Yeah, it's always sung at the concerts. Whenever you watch a video, you'll hear Mayfair. It's like their single song that they love to come out with, I find.
Yeah, well, I remember watching the DVD of the Pure Soul concert tour, and you just have Teru standing there introducing the next song, and all he says is, Mayfair, and the crowd explodes. We're getting ready for it. Great, great track. The other standouts there are, of course, Pure Soul. And they end the song the way they end a lot of their concerts, with I'm in Love.
Oh, I'm in Love is such a great track.
Oh, yes.
And they always get the crowd going and the whole crowd starts singing it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember, I think it was the concert you showed me from their Mirror Tour? Oh, the Mirror Tour. You know the one I'm talking about.
Well, there's the Frustrated Tour, there's Global Communication.
Global Communication, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he didn't even sing the song. He just said one verse, and they just started playing, and he just held it at the microphone, and they all sang.
Yes.
It's just like, okay, well, I guess he didn't have to perform the song.
No. And to give you an idea about their popularity back in the late 90s, early 2000s, they put on these massive shows that they called Glay Expos. And they are in, I believe it's the Guinness Book of World Records, for the largest single artist concert. Because the first Glay Expo, they got 200,000 people to come out.
Man, I wish I could have gone to that. I wish I knew Glay back then. I would have saved up all my pennies and gone.
Oh, man. Well, a little side note here, a little trick. I was traveling in Tokyo the first time, back in 98. And this was before Pure Soul came out. This was before Soul Love, before Yuaku came out. So I knew of Glay, but not really that much. Okay, I knew they were hot. And I was in a McDonald's, actually. Couldn't find a place to eat, or a place to sit, I should say. So I sat down with this nice Japanese woman. What a coincidence in Tokyo, finding a Japanese woman. Right? Anyway, she told me that she came from, I don't know, Gumaken or someplace probably further away to Tokyo specifically to see Glay live. And that just sort of shows the way how popular they were and the lengths that these people would go to see them live.
That's still to this day. I think they still would travel far to see Glay or any other group.
Oh, sure, they would, but it's just that this was sort of the height of their popularity.
So, what song do you think we should play? Oh, don't forget, Fried Chicken and Beer.
Yes,
Fried Chicken and Beer. That was a great song on their album. It's kind of like a mini fan favorite. I've heard a lot of people comment about Fried Chicken and Beer being one of their favorite, being like a funny song in the album.
Yes.
But what song are we going to play from this album?
So many to choose from. Bitty Bitty Crashman is such a fun song, but... Yeah. One of the defining songs from Glay of that period, you've got to go with Yuaku.
Now, remember to go to our page at jrajio.net. That is JRAJIO.net to see the video. It'll be a link. Trust me. You just click on the link. It'll take you to the video. Also, don't forget, 9 p.m. Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Daylight Time. That's what EST stands for. You will hear Tokyo Tower broadcasting on WAWL, and we have the link to WAWL on there. We also have the link to Tokyo Tower FM, their Facebook page, because that's what they want us to link to. So come on down, listen to the show. There's also an interactive chat room, so you can chat with everyone that's listening, including myself. I'll be there listening. And we all have a great fun talking about music and listening to the music that's being played. Now, it's not just all J-pop. There's some K-pop in there, so take a listen to them and let them know what you think. Also, comment on their webpage. They would love to see comments. We want to know how you guys, you know, if you like the show, if you like their show, you know, everybody wants to have a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Fanfare. So come on down and, you know, have some fun on the internet once in a while. Anyways, I'm DJ City from the Japan Experience. Thanks for listening. Jane, bye-bye.